Haven't you heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he's not weary, and there's no search in his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And they'll mount up with wings like the eagles.
They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. They will mount up on wings as eagles. They that wait upon the Lord will renew. He will renew their strength. He will renew their strength. They that wait upon the mount up on wings as eagles.
The Bible says in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God will be finished. And we know by now that we are already in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Those of us who have ears to hear can already hear that voice of the seventh angel unveiling the hidden secrets of God, things that have been hidden from generations, things that have been hidden from man since he lost all awareness of what God is and what he is in relation to God. So the voice of the seventh angel is beneficial for those who are going to enter back into their inheritance in light. See, a kind of curtain of dense darkness was drawn over our faces when we all tasted of that horrible thing called death. We all died the moment we became part of this system called the world. You know, in many cases we celebrate the birth of children, we celebrate the birth of new entries into this world, but in reality, as one is born into this world, into this system, he is baptized into death. He is baptized into a system that is totally absent from anything that God is. So the days of the sound or the voice of the seventh angel brings to light once again all those things that we lost track of in our humanity. It brings to light the marvelous realm of God. It brings to light our inheritance in him. So for this reason, the eyes of our understanding, the ears, must be focused to listen to the voice of the seventh angel as it sounds. So this is the only consolation for mankind. Your ability to hear what the Spirit is saying is what opens up the door to a beautiful realm. That's why Jesus Christ would normally yell with a loud voice, "Mind how you hear. Mind how you hear." Your ability to hear translates you from outer darkness, which constitutes this world, back into inner lights, where you can find rest, delights, peace, everything that you ever need. We quickly go back to Revelation chapter 10. Revelation 10 verse Revelation chapter 10 verse 1, I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Hallelujah. And he had a little book, he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right hand upon the sea, his right foot upon the sea, and the left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things therein are, and the earth, the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, and there shall be time no longer, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. Praise God. Now, what is this mighty angel that comes down from heaven with this majestic appearance? He was clothed in a cloud. He had a rainbow over his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as the pillars of fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you see angels in the book of Revelation, you are only seeing an instance, a manifestation of Christ as a messenger to perform the will of God upon the earth. If your eyes are open, you will see that even Jesus Christ, in the days of his ministry, stood upon the earth as that mighty angel declaring the mystery of God to a lost generation. See, the eyes of the spiritual eyes have to be open to discern men after the spirit, not after the flesh. So when those disciples went up with Jesus in the transfiguration, they could discern and see that it was in reality a different Jesus than the Jesus they had seen upon the earth. Their eyes was open to the reality of his majesty in the spirit. Said, Jesus Christ upon the mountain of transfiguration was clothed in that glorious cloud. The Bible says that was a cloud that came over him, a bright cloud, a light cloud. See it? And the Bible says that his countenance shone as the sun. And you can see this angel in Revelation chapter 10 had the same countenance as the sun. The sun talks about the morning star attributes, the morning star attributes of perfection, of pure light. We know that in him there is no darkness at all. See it? His pure spirit, which no attachment to this world whatsoever. Praise God. And you better believe it, that those of us who have obeyed the gospel and have, you know, allow the Spirit lead us back into Christ, we do stand as that mighty angel today upon the earth, declaring the mystery of God. Praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says that the angel had his feet were as what? Pillars of fire. Why pillars of fire? Why were the feet pillars of fire? Because with his feet, the angel was to make contact with those who inhabit the sea and those who inhabit the earth. Praise God, hallelujah. Those who inhabit the earth and those who inhabit the sea represent a lost world. See, it represents the dimension of the dead. You cannot separate the sea from the earth or the earth from the sea. Because those who live upon the earth eventually wind up in the sea. See, the sea represents the abyss. The sea represents the realm where men drown continuously in destruction, where sorrow and pain knows no bound. That is the sea. See, it is the illusory realm, the realm of illusion that men formulate for themselves in ignorance. See, as long as a man lives upon the earth, that is carnality, living upon the earth means living as a terrestrial creature. It means living by the dictates of the natural mind. See, but we were not designed to live in that manner from the beginning. See, we were not designed to, you know, to live as mere mortals, as mortal men. Rather, from the beginning, we were designed to live as purely celestial beings, walking in the image of our Father, who is Spirit. Our Father is not of this earth. Our Father is not of this material world. Praise God. So you see, in Adam we all left our place in God's kingdom, in God's world, in the Spirit, and you systematically descended into becoming mortals. We started to live as mortal beings. We started to live according to sight. We started to live according to the dictates of our natural minds, led by the natural Spirit. Praise God. You see, and as long as a man lives in this dimension, he winds up in the sea of perdition. See, moments before Jesus Christ went up the mountain of transfiguration, he spoke to those who were around him and said, "What shall it profit a man if he gains this world and loses his soul to destruction, to hell?" That was moments before he ascended. What shall it profit a man if he gains this world? Now, the inner thought of a man is that he can gain this world. He can gain some kind of glory unto himself. See, he attaches himself to this outer world, thinking he can kind of make a name for himself, he can gain the glories of this world, only to wind up in foolish hearts and destruction. That is the foolishness of man. And there's always that temptation that is always there, whispering in the mind of every man to kind of be wise and, you know, negate his inheritance in lights for the gain of this world. There's always that temptation. The temptation came to Adam. Adam fell. That same temptation came to Jesus, but he said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou knowest not the things of God, but the things of men. Praise God. So we are talking here about the earth and the sea. And as Jesus Christ ascended that mountain, he said, if you lose your life in this world, in this realm, of this earth, upon the earth, because the world is upon the earth, when you see the world, is the earth. If you lose your life upon this earth, in this world, you will gain it in the worlds to come. See, you will gain me. See, you will gain the eternal life that never passes away. You will be kept in perfect peace. You'll be kept in vitality. You'll be kept in the dimensions of light, preserved throughout eternity, if you just let go of your life upon the earth. Praise God. So the angel of God descends with the pillar, with the feet as the pillars of fire, and he sets them upon the land and upon the sea. That fire is the word of God, is the truth of God, revealing the depths of God to a people who live under the cover of the shadow of darkness. Those pillars of fire burn out all the lies and all the concepts with which man has formulated his world. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, Jesus Christ once made a statement. He says, I did not come to the earth to bring peace, but rather a sword. Rather a sword. How many of us have read that scripture before? You see it in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I am not to send peace, but a sword. You see, that means he's trying to say that he did not come to the earth to better the orderly arrangement of men upon the earth, the systems of men. Rather, he has come to bring an end to that system, the orderly arrangement of this world, you see, that has been formulated by men. Praise God. And you see, some of these things that you are going to be hearing from the heart of God can truly be very offensive to those who dwell upon the earth, those who idolize the systems of men. See, our concepts of family, our concepts of, you know, of God, our traditional beliefs of what morality is, of what goodness is, and many of these things we discover are only in error. See, and as that seventh angel sounds, which is the messenger of God, hallelujah, the messenger of God is in alignment with the mind of God. See, like I've said, that angel that descends from heaven is an instance of Christ. It could be you, it could be me. See, it could be the voice of anyhow you hear that voice of the Spirit coming forth, know for sure that is that seventh angel, that you know, angel descending from heaven, declaring the glad tidings of the gospel, bringing to light things that have been hidden from all mankind. Praise God. The fire dissolves the lies. See, every concept, all those carnality, carnal beliefs, everything is destroyed by the fire of God. That's why you have the legs, the pillars, in the sea and upon the earth. Hallelujah. He has come to nullify the realm of death. Because the sea is the realm of death. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So these are some of the benefits of listening to the voice of the Spirit. So because when, as the voice of the Spirit of the seventh angel begins to sound, it brings to light things that we are totally not aware of consciously about God. The Bible says that when that angel that descends from heaven cried with a loud voice. See, that voice is also a trumpet. But now we know the voice is also tied to the trumpet. It is the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The trumpet of God. So this is the last trumpet. The voice of the Spirit is the last trumpet. The voice of the angel, the voice of truth, revealing that which is in the heart of God, revealing the mind of God, revealing the depths of God to a world that lives in ignorance. See, as a crowd with that loud voice, the Bible says that the seven thunders utter their voices. Praise God. And as the seven thunders utter their voices, John the Apostle wanted to write down these seven thunders. Hallelujah. I wonder how you interpret, how you can write down seven thunders in a book. That's food for thought for us. Hallelujah. But as he was about to write these things in the book, a voice came from heaven saying, that write them not. Rather seal up those things with the seven thunders uttered. Praise God. And he that swore by, and you see it, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, which created the heavens, the things that are therein, the earth and the things that are therein, the sea and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he has declared unto his servants the prophets. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you can see that those seven thunders were sealed at that moment. But in reality, those who are listening to the voice of the Spirit today are already partaking of the seven thunders. Praise God. The seven thunders that begins to awaken man to becoming consciously aware of the invisible presence of God that spans all of creation. You see that angel that swore by him that created everything, be it things in heaven, things upon the earth, of things in the sea. Hallelujah. This is an angel that lives on account of the living God. faith. To swear by him that liveth forever means that the angel lives on account of God. He does not see anything apart from God. He does not walk in relation to anything apart from God. Hallelujah. In another message, we're going to delve into angels. We discover that we are all angels. Those of us who ascend with Christ become like angels. We live unto God. Solely unto God. Because as the seventh, in the voice of the angel sounds, as truth begins to emerge, you will discover that God is seen in the whole of creation. Besides him, there is no other thing. Hallelujah. The days come when you become so aware of his presence that every other thing dissolves. Even your own, you know, the ideology of your own self as a man, all that dissolves. In that dimension, all that is seen and heard is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, in the descent of man, man becomes blinded, the eyes of his understanding become blinded so that he loses all awareness of that invisible presence of God that spans the whole of reality. When man is dead, he now begins to see only a physical creation, and he begins to live in relation to a physical creation. See, but when you are awake consciously, spiritually speaking, see, when the voice of the Spirit awakens you, you become consciously aware that everything is God. The air that you breathe, hallelujah, the atmosphere, everything is covered with God. Hallelujah. And when you come into that dimension, you begin to understand what it means, the safety and the security of God. You begin to experience a peace that surpasses all knowledge. In that dimension, there's nothing like death anymore. See, in that dimension, nothing ever changes. Because God is, you live in relation to him that is. That's why the Bible says here that time shall be no more. No more time. Praise God. You enter into a dimension, an unchanging dimension. The same yesterday, today, forever. Hallelujah. Because you live in relation to the living one. You live in relation to him that lives forever. Hallelujah. So nothing ever changes. Praise God. The things below, the earth, in the sea, and all these things in the natural world can change and normally change. They change. See, but they still declare the glory of him that liveth forever. Praise God. So when a man arises from the dead, when a man begins to listen and see once more according to the Spirit, he enters into a timeless realm. Time no more. Praise God. There is time when you begin to live in relation to the elements of this world. See it? There is time when you begin to live in relation to a corruptible realm where things are changeable. Praise God. If you live according to the flesh, if you live in relation, you know, to the beggarly elements of this world, you are subject to time and change. But it shall not be so for those who align themselves with the voice of the seventh angel. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as the seventh angel begins to sound, time is no more. No more time. Praise God. Time is no more. We begin to discover a still realm where nothing changes anymore. Hallelujah. There is no more death. Say it. Hallelujah. You begin to pierce through the spirit and you begin to understand there's nothing like death. I'm talking of physical death here. Hallelujah. You enter into the reality of God's world, God's invisible kingdom. Time no more. Oh, hallelujah. Time no more. You know, when Adam reigned in glory, there was nothing like time. See, Adam was in the Garden of Eden. He could have been there a million years. He could have been there a 3,000,000,000 years. There's no such thing as time. He simply is. He simply reigns in the paradise of God. He simply lives in relation to the invisible God. He's encompassed in God. So that he doesn't even have a life of his own. All that exists in our realm is God. Hallelujah. So you see, when these angels that live in that dimension appear, you notice that they don't have a personality. You only see an angel. Hallelujah. That is the real realm. That is where we are being called back into. See, we are being called out of the realm of darkness back into the light. All this comes by hearing the voice of the Spirit, listening to truth in this hour. Hallelujah. In the days of the sounding of the voice of the seventh angel, it's continuous. It is now. Hallelujah. We just have to listen and let that voice awaken us to the reality of the presence of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Bible says that in days when the voice of the, you know, seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, when the trumpets begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished as he has declared to his servants and to the prophets. Now the mystery of God, the mystery of God is finished. See, the finishing of this mystery brings about the end, the desired end of the faith. God cannot be known, understood, but he can rather be experienced. We can experience God, because in this vocabulary of this world, there is nothing that can truly describe what God is. That's why even those who have experienced encounters in the third heavens and whatever, they truly can never come out to express what they see. They can only tell you it's bliss. But they can't really speak. They don't know how to place it. Nobody can really come out in audible words to declare what God is, but you can experience what God is. That's why it says in the days of the sounding of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God is finished. It's finished because all that is God, you know, is brought forth to light. We begin to experience God in his fullness. We begin to experience that we are an integral part of God. Hallelujah. The seventh trumpet lifts us up out of the sense of a life apart from God. It lifts us up out of the earth. It lifts us out of our graves, our habitation, our graveyards, where we have lived in relation to corruption, where we are pining away in the transgression of Adam. It lifts us up back into that dimension of God. And we become totally aware, now not just with words, we become totally aware that we are an interior part of God the Father. And these are some of the things that Paul was trying to explain in the famous rapture theories. Rapture, you know rapture? Rapture theories in the world. I've always said it that we have what does the rapture really exists, but it's how men perceive it that at times can be erroneous. There is a rapture, there is a catching up, but all these are spiritual phenomena. Spiritual concepts. When Paul writes these kind of letters to the Thessalonians, Paul was writing to people who understood his language. He had already had teaching sessions with them. These were believers. They were not just ordinary babes. You see, but this very day, many people are still veiled, are even veiled with the New Testament writings. Many people read the New Testament with a veil over their hearts, a veil over their minds. So you cannot just read the letters and think that you grab anything from the letters. Paul was speaking about this same thing that we are reading in the book of Revelations in Thessalonians chapter 4 when he spoke about the last trumpet. Praise God. I'll just read briefly 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 to 17. It says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." Praise God. Now this is the consolation of the saints. It's the same story again and again and again and again. So Jesus Christ made references to these kind of things. He spoke about this same resurrection in a different language, in a different tone. Now we are seeing it in the book of Revelations, you know, chapter 10, with the voice of the seventh angel. Praise God. When the voice of the seventh angel begins to sound, he's talking about the trumpet. It's the trumpet of God. The trumpet of God revealing God, declaring God, unveiling God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The voice of the archangel is sounding now. That is the trumpet. And those who are dead, ignorant of everything that God is, those who are down there in the depths of the sea, those who are down there upon the earth, annihilated from everything that God is, begin to hear the voice and the trumpet of God. And they begin to awake back into the awareness of their spiritual bodies. They begin to awake back to the mystery of Christ in them, which is one with God. Praise God. Consciously become aware. Hallelujah. And these ones, as they become aware, they are lifted up once more into that universal glory cloud of God. When they are united consciously in God once more. You see, that same cloud is the cloud that angel was clothed with. The angel in Revelation chapter 10, the Bible says that he was clothed with a cloud, which is the glory of God. We are all being gathered back into that cloud so that we can all, like that angel, begin to live on account of him that liveth forever. Praise God. We become awakened consciously to the reality that the Lord is our life. See, the mystery of God is unveiled in us when we begin to consciously awaken to the reality that we are an integral part of God. That we are one with God. We shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, so that I will be with the Lord forever in one. One. Hallelujah. No more two. But just the Lord and the Lord alone. Praise God. What the voice of the voice of the seventh angel does is to awaken you from your deep mortal sleep. Cause you to, you know, when you live as a mortal, when you are asleep, you're absent from anything that is God, and you live in relation to yourself, to a world that you formulated by yourself and all the better elements of this world. The life we live as life in the flesh, as men, is not life. It's only an illusion. It only brings sorrow and pain. It's a chasing after the winds. It's a chasing after vanities. It is a toiling in vain when you live a life apart from the life of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says, come to me, all you that labor, and I'll give you rest. Our rest comes by awakening back into the reality of the Christ in us. Returning back unto the Almighty. That is where we can get our rest and peace. That is where we can get the fulfillment. That is where we can enter into stillness. No more the sorrows and the pains and many hurts that men suffer. Oh, praise God. So you see, the rapture theory in gotten from 1 Thessalonians, all a confirmation, the reality of this thing that the seventh angel does in Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. Hallelujah. We must continue listening. We must hear that voice. Let it sound in our ears day and night. Let us hear only that voice and that voice alone. Now let us let go as we hear that voice. Let go as we let that voice. Hallelujah. Praise God. As we hear that voice of the Spirit and align ourselves with it, we detach ourselves from the illusion of our material sense of, you know, life upon the earth. A new world opens up to us. Hallelujah. We begin to see things after the Spirit. We begin to see all men after the Spirit, after the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. We begin to become aware of His invisible kingdom, which is already present. Hallelujah. Praise God. We begin to enter into a dimension of oneness and perfect love, harmony. See, no more litigation among the brethren, no more, you know, striving for vain glories. No more seeking glories from men, because you begin to be aware that men are dead. How can you receive glory from that which is dead? Hallelujah. Praise God. The mystery of God is being unveiled today, brethren. Let every man listen. Hallelujah. Awaken to the reality of your spiritual self. And the voice of the angel simply reveals truth. He speaks what he hears the Father speaks. He sees only what he receives from the depths of God. He does not speak according to the mind of man. He knows no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. Because in reality, when you look at a man and no man after the flesh, you are simply looking at a lie. Rather, he knows all men after the spirit. God knows you after your spirit. God is not aware of your human formation upon the earth. He knows you after the spirit, from the way you are from the foundation of the world. And he relates to that spiritual man in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That voice of the angel, which is the last trumpet, reveals that we are invisible creatures, spiritual beings. It reveals that we live from eternity to eternity. And it causes us to become aware of our spiritual bodies. Hallelujah. When you are aware of your spiritual body, we're not just talking of just knowing like that with a literal, I'm talking of becoming aware, consciously aware of your spiritual body. You become, you know what it means to be with the Lord. You discover your immaculate attributes, your perfection, unhindered access to the Father, all power. Praise God. Boldness. It's where you can roar like a lion. Hallelujah. Praise God. So in all of this, we are beginning to see, understand what the mystery of God is. The mystery of God is simply our integral part of, you know, that we are, you know, integral part of God. Hallelujah. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians saying, the mystery of all ages is Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, Christ in you is one with God the Father. I and the Father are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. In other words, if you have seen me, you have seen God. I'm only God manifesting myself as a man. That is Christ in you. Realizing that mystery in you is the hope of glory. As this trumpet sounds, you become aware of the Christ in you. As the trumpet sounds, every illusion of your mortal existence, see it, is dissolved in the fire of his presence. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So let your minds be, how do I put it, exercised to listen to that which is spirit. Let the minds be exercised to follow the guidance of the spirit. Hallelujah. It needs exercise. Initially, it might not be pleasurable. See, but the one who has called us is faithful to bring us into that place of perfection. Hallelujah. Discovering the mystery of God, the unveiling of the mystery of God in us, is our salvation throughout all eternity. God bless you.
Haven't you heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he's not weary, and there's no search in his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And they'll mount up with wings like the eagles.
They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. They will mount up on wings as eagles. They that wait upon the Lord will renew strength, he will renew their strength. He will renew their strength. They that wait upon the his power. Have you not known?